We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and on our next segment, we're going to be talking here with a guest from the Irwin Army Community Hospital, Colonel Kang, Deputy Commander for Nursing and Patient Services, joins us here via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. We want to make sure to get some information out here to the public. I know that the hospital today is offering a walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinic. It's going on here in just a little bit, actually 10:30 to 2 p.m., and this is for people who are 75 and older.
That's correct. So we are offering our COVID vaccine. We have Moderna. We're offering that as a walk-in for our beneficiaries who are 75 and over at this time, from 10:30 to 2 p.m. today. And the location is a temporary structure that's between the Legacy Hospital and the new hospital.
And that's not hard to miss. You'll know it when you see it.
Right. Yeah, it's also called a clamshell. It's a temporary structure on Huebner Road. It's pretty easy to see on that between the two hospitals there.
All right. Walk us through the process. So if people, obviously it's a walk-in vaccine clinic, but there's probably some rules you got to abide by if you come out, and do you need to?
Right. So we have to have our beneficiary population, which means they are TRICARE benefits. They have to have TRICARE for life or TRICARE Prime, or, you know, they have to have a TRICARE beneficiary card in order to have eligibility to receive the vaccine. And as well as some of the other things is that if they've had the infection recently and have received treatments such as monoclonal antibodies or convalescent plasma in the last 90 days, those folks who've received those treatments should wait 90 days if they receive the infusions for monoclonal antibodies like bamlanivimab or for convalescent plasma treatment.
Okay. So how are you prioritizing who gets the vaccine here today?
We have what's called a Department of Defense schema with prioritization schema. So what we have is phase one, and then we have phase two. Within the phase one, we have the first one is 1A, which is our emergency personnel, including our healthcare workers, which we've already vaccinated. And then so we're in phase 1B, 1 Bravo, and that includes our 75-year-old population as well as our daycare workers we've already reached out to, and also our deploying service members, which we already started vaccinating as well. So we are at 1B, 1 Bravo, that includes the 75 and over. The next one we'll go down to as we get more supplies is 1C, 1 Charlie, which includes the age group of 65 to 74.
Okay.
But right now, as supplies become available, we will push that information out. Right now, we are at 75 and over for that age group.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if someone's eligible here, a beneficiary is eligible, and they wish to get the vaccine, what should they consider?
So if the timing, as far as if they cannot walk in today, there is another phone number that they could call. So we could give that phone number as well if today is not convenient time for them to come in. The other thing is they need to consider that this is a two-dose vaccine. So, you know, once you get it today, the requirement is that they return for their second vaccine in 28 days, so approximately 1 month from now. And so so that's something that we need to make sure that they understand it's a two-shot series and that there's potential for, mild side effects with the vaccine. And so we'll, of course, you know, determine what kind of education that they need. So, you know, the side effects, which is different from adverse effects. So we want to make sure that we provide that education to them.
Yeah. And I've been hearing a common one seems to be a sore arm. Is that what
you're... Yeah, sore arm is common. I personally received first dose as well as my second dose. So I had a mild sore arm with the first dose and nothing else, no other side effects. And then with my second dose, I also had the sore arm, but it was a little bit more sore than the first time. I didn't have any other side effects, but some of the common ones that people are having with the second dose, some of the common side effects, which is an expected effect of a headache, fever, body ache, some flu-like symptoms. That is a side effect that is, you know, mild, that's expected, but it's not a serious reaction. It's not an adverse reaction. So those are two different things. So with, you know, with these mild side effects, they could, in a, it usually goes away in a day or two. So, you know, after taking some over-the-counter medications to help with that, that usually goes away in a day or two. So, Okay. Yeah, I had mild arm soreness with the second shot.
All right. And yeah. And it's probably important to mention, too, here that, you know, just because you received the first dose doesn't mean you're quite vaccinated 100%. Yeah, you still got to get that second dose. And then and then kind of piggybacking off that, the need to wear a mask. I imagine that you still need to wear a mask.
Definitely. We still require the mask until we have enough immunity in the community. So if enough people vaccinated, we definitely need to continue to wear appropriate masks and practice social distancing, hand washing, you know, the follow restrictions of movement and all that for our to protect our community, our families, and our coworkers here. So we definitely need to continue that until we have more people vaccinated and that this is better under control.
Now, if I've already had COVID-19 and recovered, do I still need to get vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine?
So the short answer is yes, it's recommended that you still get the vaccine. Now, not during your active infection. So like if you just got tested positive yesterday, then you shouldn't go get the vaccine. But after you recovered, then because there's unknown of how long that immunity, the natural immunity after infection lasts, there, you know, it depends on the person. It varies person by person. So it could be as short, you know, as it could be as long as 90 days that they have immunity, or it could be shorter. So there's that unknown. And because there's severe health risk associated with COVID infection and potential for that reinfection. So the recommendation is that they could still get the vaccine after they've recovered from the COVID infection. Now, if that patient had those treatments that I talked about before, as far as convalescent plasma or monoclonal antibody infusions, then that patient should wait 90 days from that treatment to get the vaccine.
Okay. You're speaking with Colonel King here, Deputy Commander for Nursing and Patient Services at Irwin Army Community Hospital at Fort Riley. They have a walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinic for those 75 and older, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, anybody who comes in today will be able to get their vaccine. You won't be turning anyone away.
Now, they have to have TRICARE benefits. So it's not the, you know, there are some requirements for benefits as far as TRICARE. So it's not anybody that's 75. They have to have the benefits of our TRICARE for life or TRICARE Prime. So.
Okay. Good to know. And this is, I know it's kind of a fluid situation. Whenever you guys announce this, I know the vaccine has kind of a short shelf life once you get it thawed out.
Yes, it's definitely different than, for example, it's different than flu shot where, you know, we could keep the vaccine out and we just give vaccine as people are walking in. So there's a lot of logistics details that goes into thawing out the vaccine from freezer to regular refrigerator. And then also from the time, there's strict guidelines on the timing of how long it could be out in the room temperature and how long we have to use the vaccine after it's punctured. And so that's why we have to have steady control flow to make sure that we don't have any waste of the vaccine. So it's definitely a little bit more logistically and it's definitely different than something like a flu vaccine.
All right. Well, I've got 30 seconds left. Is there anything else, Colonel King, that we should know here before we let you go?
No, I appreciate you inviting me for this session. We definitely encourage as many vaccinations as possible so that we could get out of this, we could get through this together as a community, and so we could protect our loved ones and see our family and friends and get back into our normal social gatherings as much as possible once we get through this together. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate the time this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
And that's going to wrap up our show today, Dave. Coming up tomorrow, Pawnee Mental Health and Dr. Tim Schaefer.